Hey, Bible readers, I'm Tara Lee Cobble, and I'm your host for the Bible Recap.
If you've ever closed your Bible and thought, what did I just read? The Bible Recap is for you. And the good news is, you're not alone. Lots of people struggle in their relationship with Scripture. Most people who struggle try to stick to the Psalms and Proverbs because at least those make sense to them. Or maybe they flip around in their Bible and try to find something relatable, but then they hit something confusing or off-putting and they can't seem to make sense of how it all fits together. Maybe they decide to start a Bible reading plan, usually at the beginning of a year when they're working on New Year's resolutions. They launch out with ambition and zeal on January 1, but they begin to lose interest in a few weeks and by mid-February they've fallen off the wagon altogether. This was me too. It was like, okay, I've read through Genesis 8 times, but nothing beyond that. Can you relate? Are you on track to being a Genesis scholar right along with me? Or maybe you've never even ventured into the Old Testament at all because you're only comfortable with Scripture after Jesus seems to show up on the scene. Maybe you didn't know he's actually throughout the Old Testament as well, that it's actually all about him. Some people are so perplexed by Scripture that they just leave their Bible on the shelf and use a daily devotional instead. They figure, obviously I'm not capable of hearing from God firsthand, so I'll just hear from him secondhand. Don't get me wrong, some devotionals are great. I love some of the stuff by Spurgeon and Chambers, but a lot of the things we're consuming today are self-focused or fluffy, bordering on self-help. It's basically Tony Robbins in a prayer shawl. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Maybe you've tried it all, and you wonder if you'll ever love reading the actual Bible or if you'll always just feel intimidated by it. Are you tired of losing steam after 6 weeks? Or maybe you've never tried to read through the Bible because you aren't quite sure if God is even real or which religion is right if he is real. But at least you're curious and proactive enough to try to take a step toward getting some information. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. And I'm glad you're here. You're not alone either. This is a place where you can ask your questions without fear of being shamed. Regardless of where you're coming from, the Bible Recap is here to help. So let me tell you who we are and how we'll help. I'm using the royal we because it's mostly just me, Tara Lee Cobble. You can call me Tara Lee or even TLC since those are my initials. And I'll be here walking you through this every day. Here's how it works. Imagine yourself sitting down each morning with a friend who's read through the Bible several times. Also, imagine this friend is invisible and lives in your phone. That's me. You'll spend about 12 minutes each day reading that day's Bible verses. Then you'll open up your podcast app and we'll have an 8-minute conversation about what we both just read. I'll point out the things that I've learned about that particular passage on that particular day, but also through years of reading it. It's that simple. That's what we'll do together. If I've done the math right, this trip you and I take through the Bible together will be my 10th time doing this particular reading plan. And in our next prep episode, I'll tell you more about how I learned to love reading the Bible, because I didn't always. It took me a long time. So be sure you subscribe to this podcast today, because I have a feeling a lot of you are going to be able to relate to my story. Since this isn't my first Genesis to Revelation rodeo, I'll be able to speak from the vantage point of the whole meta-narrative so you can begin to see how it all fits together and understand why things happen the way they do. Not that there won't be mystery involved. God can be super mysterious when he wants to. But overall, I think this tool will be really helpful to you in not just reading Scripture, but loving reading it because you'll finally understand it. In case you can't tell, I'm not exactly an academic. I did not go to seminary, and I'll only occasionally mention what the original Hebrew might mean, and even then, chances are I'm going to mispronounce it. Overall, my approach in these recaps will be less like a scholarly Bible commentary and more like an overview and highlight reel rolled into one. What that means is I'm less inclined to use big theological terms and more inclined to point to the character of God as it's revealed in that day's reading. I want to help you learn how to find and see and know God and his character more than anything else. I don't care if you never know what year the temple was built and destroyed and rebuilt and redestroyed. Those are great details to be aware of, but they will never serve you like the personal knowledge of God. They will never bring you joy or sustain you in trials. They will never draw you in to spend more time with God out of sheer joy and delight. So each day, I'll be summarizing the overarching storyline so we can keep pace with the meta-narrative. Then I'll point out what we've learned about who God is. We call that section the God shot, where we see God show up in the picture. Now, just a bit about the plan we'll be doing together. We'll be reading the 1-year chronological plan. It's available on the Bible app by Life Church. It's also known as the YouVersion app. There are lots of chronological plans on this app, so be sure you check out the one we've linked to in the show notes and on our website. If you're new to podcasting and you don't know how to find show notes, do a web search for your particular podcast platform and the phrase how to find show notes. This is a lot of information. I would never expect you to remember it all, plus you're probably driving. So the next time you're parked, just check out the show notes where you can download the Bible app as well as get the direct link to the plan we're using so you don't even have to search for it. And it's all free. You don't even have to buy a chronological Bible. In fact, we encourage you not to because it's probably laid out differently than the order of our plan. I love this plan we're doing, the chronological plan, because unlike the front-to-back plan or the plans that have you read a little of the Old Testament and a little of the New Testament each day, the chronological plan takes you through the story of Scripture as it happened. Our Bibles aren't laid out in that order, so this plan will occasionally have you flipping back and forth a bit. But again, you don't need to buy a chronological Bible to do this. The Bible app will tell you what we'll read each day. Or if you prefer, you can use the printable plan from our website, thebiblerecap.com. Then you can read each day's chapters on the app, or you can have the app read it to you, which will take about 12 minutes on average, or you can open your regular print Bible and read it there. That's what I do. In the Bible I'm using, most days' readings are about 3 pages long. By the way, you can read any version of Scripture you'd like. I happen to use the ESV, the English Standard Version, so that's the version I'll be referencing each day. I also want to say a bit about Bible translations because I know that can be confusing. There are a lot of different Bible translations, and it seems like everybody has a favorite. Some people prefer readability, other people prefer precision. I think the ESV has a great mix of both. Now, it's not necessarily the most readable translation, but I've chosen it over other translations that are slightly easier to read because it's a word-for-word translation. I bought it when I first started reading through Scripture because I figured if I'm going to invest a year of my time reading the Bible, I want to get as close as possible to the original ideas God wanted to communicate. The options that are sometimes slightly easier to process, like the New Living Translation or the New International Version, are often phrase-for-phrase translations, not word-for-word like the ESV. And some versions, like the Message, for instance, are best read as commentaries because they're more of a retelling than a translation. Feel free to use whatever version you'd like or even change it up. One of the great things about the Bible app is that you can test out all kinds of versions for free. Then, once you find the one you want to use, I recommend getting a print Bible in that translation. I know this is a digital age, but when it comes to Scripture, having a tangible Bible can often serve as a reminder to read it. You're less likely to forget the Bible exists if it's sitting on your dining room table instead of buried in a folder on the third page of your phone. Each day, you'll open the Bible app to see what we're reading, or you can use that printable reading plan on our site. Then you'll open up your Bible and read your chapters. When you're done, you'll open your podcast app and listen to the Bible recap, where we'll talk about what you just read. Most episodes are about 8 minutes long, but sometimes I get really excited and it's hard to shut me up. On the days that I do manage to keep it at about 8 minutes, both your Bible reading and my Bible recapping will take most readers around 20 minutes a day. That's only 1% of your day, and it will change everything. In addition to that, we've designed a journal that's customized just for this reading plan. It's a PDF you can print at home or have it professionally bound at Staples or Office Max or any of the office stores. It also includes a printout of the reading plan on the first few pages of the journal. Each subsequent page has 2 days of Bible reading on it where you can see the day of the Bible reading that we're on, as well as the passages of Scripture we're in. Then we have 3 sections for you. The first section is things I loved / learned / noticed. Then there's questions / things I want to research. Finally, there's a section to record your God shot, where you saw God show up in Scripture that day. If you want to take a look at the inside of this journal or pick up your own copy, go to thebiblerecap.com. It's only $8 to download the full version or $5 for the New Testament version. We hope this will serve as a tool that will help you commit to reading through the Bible successfully this year. We believe this is your year, and we're so excited to be on mission with you. Here's what I'm picturing for you this year. Picture yourself being drawn to God and His character instead of feeling alienated by the God of the Old Testament. Picture understanding His motives behind His actions instead of feeling confused or even frustrated by what He does. Picture yourself actually hearing from God in His Word and feeling closer and more intimate with Him than you ever have before, just because you've committed to spending the first 20 minutes of your day with Him. If all you gain from this is one new insight about God, that might legitimately change the rest of your life and your relationship with Him. I believe this is your year. I believe this is the year you read through the whole Bible and your relationship with God grows in joy and delight. I believe this is the year you gain freedom in areas where you've struggled as a result of delighting in Him more. And I believe this is the year you learn to hear from God firsthand by reading His Word instead of being confused or disengaged or only hearing from Him secondhand. Let's do it, Bible readers. Click subscribe to this podcast today. Don't wait. Jump in now, because I promise you, He's where the joy is. The Bible Recap is brought to you by D Group, discipleship and Bible study groups that meet in homes and churches around the world each week.